At the start of the year, KXLE AM changed its format from talk radio to classic country. This followed the sale of KXLE AM and FM to Ellensburg Radio Broadcasting LLC in July, and the resignation of longtime general manager Brad Thatcher in December. Bill Wolfenbarger, the managing member of Ellensburg Radio Broadcasting, said, quote, "Based on our many years of broadcasting in markets of every size, from Raymond, Bellingham, to Seattle and more, we knew that while high-powered news talk stations in large markets often do well with their live traffic reports and long commutes, local AM stations in small markets don't have the conditions or available resources to be relevant," end quote. Wolfenbarger added that the classic country format aligns with KXLE-FM's mainstream country format. For Wolfenbarger's full statement on the change, go to www.ebergradio.org. Ellensburg Mayor Rich Elliott announced the city reached an agreement with the American Legion regarding the fire lanes serving the Legion building on Craigs Hill. Elliott said the city is pleased to have reached an agreement with the Legion and that the city has never had any interest in taking over the American Legion building. The fire lane was a separate discussion from the city's ongoing master planning process for Reed Park on Craigs Hill. The city is still in the process of refining the preferred master plan option. The preferred option has not come to the council for review and adoption. The Clallam City Council will consider a proposal to move its monthly meeting dates to the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at its meeting at 7 o'clock tonight. The council currently meets on the second and fourth Mondays of the month. The change will eliminate an overlap between the council and the Clallam-Roslyn School Board meetings. The Kittitas County Commissioners have earmarked funds to assist in reopening the Community Counseling and Psychological Assessment Center on the CWU campus. The center will serve patients between the ages of 11 and 17 who have been referred by the local school district. The county will contribute $333,392 from the county's 0.1% mental health and chemical dependency tax. Upside Down Wine hosts the Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce's After Hours event from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesday. Upside Down Wine is located at 205 East 1st Street in Clallam. The event is open to the public with a special invitation to all businesses related to the construction of the Clallam location. Throughout January, the Wildcat Pantry will be holding challenges to stock the campus food bank. This week, the drive focuses on non-perishable food items with an emphasis on cultural foods. Collection boxes will be available at almost every academic and professional building on campus. Registration is now open for the Kittitas Valley Junior Soccer Association's Spring Recreational Soccer League. The league is open to boys and girls age 4 through 8th grade. Season consists of 4 Saturday games from April 3 to May 4, and there are no midweek practices. Registration information is available on the KVJSA Facebook page. The Fish Open Table lunch is loaded potato soup, garlic toast, and grapes. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60-plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clallam. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clallam Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 33 degrees. Sunset is at 4:27 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 31 degrees. There is a 70% chance of snow during the day and 80% chance overnight. Winds will be 10 to 15 miles per hour. Find all these stories on our website. That's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.